Can creativity help with mental health? That's the question and thought experiment in a 6-part series called Space 22. In tonight's episode, theatrical superstar Eddie Perfect uses his musical skills to help participants express their thoughts and release trapped emotions. He's joined me to tell us more about it.
I knew that it was a television series that was concerned with the idea of using art therapy for people who have very poor mental health. And these participants have all experienced various levels of either kind of trauma or abuse that sort of closed down their world. And knowing that in the UK, the NHS have used art therapy for quite a while in conjunction with other forms of therapy to help people with mental health issues, this TV show was to show an Australian cohort of participants who probably have mixed feelings about the creative arts or have had limited access to it or have engaged in it in a limited way, to see what would happen if they put them together with painting, drawing, dancing, photography, whatever it happened to be. And my part of that TV series just happened to be teaching songwriting. I never learned how to write songs, but I just wanted to run a little workshop to show my process of how I write songs and how it's a great art form like painting or sculpting or photography where you can put your thoughts down in a creative way to music. And that's what we did. It was a bit of a risk, but we did it.
No, it's just lovely to watch, and something I note with particularly music, but generally, you know, you think that creatives love no bounds, but actually structure is so important. So, you know, having the structure of a song like Mary Had a Little Lamb really helps to, just having that structure means that you can go anywhere with it, right?
I mean, that's absolutely right. And you look at it from the outside of songwriting, I'm sure there's some people that are like kind of interested in music and songwriting but are not really sure how it works. And yes, there is obviously, with all the creative arts, there are two things going on. There is the purely creative idea, what am I going to paint, or, you know, what is the feeling I want to get across, and that's very highly creative. And then there's a whole bunch of stuff which I put under the banner of craft, the craft of your art, which is, you know, how do I mix the colours? What's a verse? What's a chorus? How do I do a key change? You know, like, what are chords and how do I progress from one chord to another? You know, all that sort of stuff. That's stuff that can be learned. Anyone can learn the structure of writing a song, and then they can spend the entirety of their life wrestling with that art form, trying to perfect it. I think that was a really fun thing, to give them a structure that everybody already knows, the structure of a nursery rhyme, and then replace it with their own lyrics. And quite quickly, you know, we started to land upon very personal insights into each of the participants, which was great.
Musical superstar, cabaret performer Eddie Perfect is with me ahead of his appearance on telly tonight in Space 22. So, yeah, tell us about some of those transformations you witnessed in the participants.
There are lots of really interesting transformations, and the ones that I thought were the most interesting, because when we think about art therapy, or when we think about art being used in a therapeutic way, a lot of the time, you know, we kind of think about art like a warm bath, or like, you know, a tiptoe through the tulips, or, you know, like lying on the sand in the warm sun. It's like a cozy, nice, comforting, relaxing feeling, like getting a massage. And it's actually not that at all. Like anything that's worth doing, it's complex and it's challenging, and sometimes it's quite frustrating. And I think the most rewarding thing in any facet of life is coming up against a roadblock and learning how to get over it, working out a way of getting over it. And once you get over it, you're like, huh, that's a sense of achievement. I made something where there wasn't anything. And the one thing that I was really kind of stressing to the participants of Space 22 was, when we write a song, there's going to come a moment when you have absolutely no idea what to do, what to write next, where to take it. You're stuck. You're just completely stuck. And to embrace those moments, not to throw your toys out of the pen, but to sit inside the discomfort, because that's what creativity is. It's being incredibly uncomfortable, not knowing what to do, creating a vacuum, being bored, That's a big one. That's a big part of creativity. I'm telling my kids all the time, good, go be bored, you know. And out of that is where creativity comes. And we had many of those moments where we got stuck as a group, didn't know what to do next. And you really have to hold your nerve through those moments. So for me, having people experience not just the joys of making art, but the real lows of it, the real frustrations, that was great for me because we came out the other side and it was like, yes, that made it all the more sweeter when you finally find the little light that unlocks a new path. And that happened many times.
Oh, that's awesome. And something as well, which we could all maybe try to shake off, is that thought that, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not an artist. I'm not a creative. And therefore, that kind of is a bit of a roadblock, isn't it?
Well, it is. And it's, look, you know, you've essentially set out my favourite soapbox to stand on top of. We don't do that with anything else. We don't do it with sport. This notion of vocation, whenever we pick up a paintbrush or, you know, wherever we pick up a guitar or whenever we do something creative, well, you know, it has to lead to either some kind of brilliant career or you either have to be the chosen one. You have to have the bloody X factor or don't even bother that there's some kind of deity up in the sky that's pointing down to a tiny proportion of the population and going, you get to be artists, everybody else. Don't even think about going near any art. You just stay in your lane and you ignore it. Whereas, you know, I mean, our kids are out playing footy on the weekend. I don't know if they're going to be turning up playing for St Kilda any day soon, but that's not the point. We don't see that as the point. We see participation and teamwork and exercise and fun and collaboration as the point. And that is the exact same things that make art the point. Singing in a choir is not about, you know, becoming Guy Sebastian. Singing in a choir is about enjoying the process of making music with other singers, to learn how to listen, to learn how to, you know, read music or to engage with other cultures and their languages and their music. I mean, it's sort of endless what creative arts are about. And the least interesting thing, really, is a career. The most interesting thing is connection, learning to listen, learning to share, learning to collaborate, meeting people and experiencing the joy of being creative and free. That's what it's about.
Well, it's an absolutely fabulous watch. Space 22, airing tonight, 8 p.m. ABC TV and iView as well. You can catch up on the other episodes on iView. And a real treat to have you on the program today, Eddie Perfect.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.